The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
Christina Walkinshaw, that's how you say your name, right?
Yeah, man.
Good morning. My girlfriend sent me this story last week, and it was just a link, and it just and the headline read, I feel so bad for this girl. And I read it, and it was a blog that you had written. You're a stand-up comic, and help us out here. You were doing a show. People heckled you, asking to see your TMV, I guess. You did nothing on stage because of policy and something that you signed, and then somehow you lost gigs because you didn't stick up for yourself on stage. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
What happened? Great. How did this go down here?
Yeah, no, the gig that I actually did with the, there was like 10 dudes, and they were banging their fists on the table, saying, show us your thingamabobbers, and then they said over and over and over again. And then I tried to deflect it as best as I could, because we do sign a little contract where there's like a memo saying, don't say anything negative to the crowd, don't engage hecklers, don't say anything abrasive.
It says here, it says, the use of profanity, name-calling, or abrasive comebacks towards hecklers should be strongly avoided. If you feel hecklers are not being handled in a proper manner during your show, please voice this to management. And that's something you signed. So you felt on stage you couldn't say anything to hecklers.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Wait, okay. So when these guys were yelling all this rude stuff out to you, was there, like, no security in the club that could...
Of course there was security in the club. They were
like,
just...
Isn't it normal for security to go up to someone that's interrupting a stage show like that and be like, okay, you D-bags, you gotta leave?
In any good comedy club, obviously management steps in and they'll tell the table to be quiet or they'll blatantly just kick them out.
Yeah.
And my other fellow comedian, Darren Frost, was actually going over to the manager, who happened to be a woman, actually, and was like, you have to tell that table to be quiet or to shut up or to get out. And she just wouldn't. And then, like it says in that memo, you know, I did voice my concerns afterwards. I'm like, you probably should have told that table to shut up because they were super disruptive to the show.
Yeah.
And as I put in my blog, I did cry. And I'm so sorry. Oh, God, that's so embarrassing.
But did they not say that they thought that you were enjoying the heckling?
She did. She's like, oh, we thought you liked
it. Who would enjoy anyone screaming stuff like that?
I know. It was pretty horrific. So, but I still finished my time. I did my set. And then the next morning, I wrote a little complaint to my agent. I'm like, oh my God, you guys, you know, I never complained about anything, but this happened last night and it was pretty gross. And we're not allowed to like shut, you know, I couldn't tell the heck, I couldn't be as mean as I wanted to to a heckler, which is obviously really enjoyable. Just so you like, it could be really empowering.
So how did this lead to you losing a job then?
So then my agent rebooked me to go back to Niagara Falls.
Same club.
The casino.
Okay.
So I had this booking in my calendar for a bit. And then I, like, a week and a half ago, or before I wrote the blog, I got an email from my agent saying, oh, we have to can you from that weekend in Niagara Falls. They don't want you back due to that night with you and Darren Frost and the unruly crowd.
Okay.
What?
Now, when you sign this, and this is what it comes down to, and you know, some of the points in your memo, which are, when you sign this, you are considered an employee when you sign this for the night. You're a contract employee for the night. So really, you should be have the same sort of rights as an employee as other staff at the casino or at the club.
Exactly.
So if somebody was saying this to a waitress or a blackjack dealer or the doorman or anything else or the person that cleans the rooms, if a group of 10 guys walked up and said this exact stuff to them, they would be thrown out immediately.
I think so. I put that in my blog. I'm like, I think it's very interesting how they want to treat us like employees at the casino, but then they won't protect us like one. And I know that 100% if there was a group of drunk guys all shouting that at a craps dealer or a blackjack dealer, 100% they get thrown out. And for me, I just have to endure it. And cause, I don't know, because I'm a comedian, I can just handle it. And I just, get to keep going.
since your blog has kind of taken off and gone viral.
Which is shocking, by the way. I'm so surprised. This is something I wrote in my little baby annex apartment all by myself on a Wednesday night. And I can't even believe so many people have read it. I thought like 30 people would read this.
It's a fascinating story.
Has the casino or anyone from that organization reached out to you to apologize or to say, hey, we're the ones that messed up and we'd love to have you back?
No. I've had no apology.
Did you have stuff prepared in your head to deal with these hecklers if you were allowed to deal with these hecklers?
It's a good question. I keep looking back on that moment and I'm like, could I have done something differently? Could I have said something differently? And I kind of, in a soft, gentle manner, deflected them a little bit. Like, you know, when they wanted to see my upper half, if you will. Yeah. I was like, boys, like, nothing to see here. Didn't you hear that size H joke or whatever?
Right.
And then, like, later when they were talking about...
Because if you would like to...
Seeing
if
the
you
lower
would,
half.
If you would like to go back in time and sort of make it right and get it off your chest, so to speak, we could have Maury come in and heckle you. And you could then shoot insults at him if you wanted to. If that would make you feel better. I don't know if it's going to make the whole situation right. But if you need people to know that you can handle a heckler, I can have Maury come in demanding to see your boobs.
Hang
if
on,
you
here.
Would like. I don't know if it's right... And it is for the purposes of theater, so it's not really the same thing. But if you would like to do
Maury.
That, if you have an insult prepared.
Oh, this is amazing.
Do you have an insult prepared?
No, Maury's so delightful.
Don't
How
worry,
do I make
but
fun
don't
of
worry
this
about
guy?
It. We're gonna turn Maury into your heckler. Maury, okay.
Show me your boobs.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Hold on, we're not ready. We're not there yet, Maury. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. Okay.
All right, so...
This is perfect, because Maury happens to be drunk right now, too.
Yes,
so.
Okay.
Christina Wagenshaw, by the way, joins us right now at 7:09. It's Roz and Mocha Show. Christina's okay. the comedian that was let go from...
Yes. She lost a gig because she didn't deal with hecklers
right.
who were demanding to see her B's and her V in a very negative, violent,
very
harassing manner.
So, Christina, how about this? Why don't you start with one of your bits?
Okay.
Jump into one.
Just, yeah. Before you even finish, Maury's going to start yelling, show me your boobs, and then you get to attack Maury. We'll make this right. We're going to make you feel, you're going to feel dynamite after this, I guarantee you.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christina Wagner.
All right. Welcome to the stage.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing this morning?
All right, good.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo!
Anybody from out of town? Anybody celebrating?
Show me your boobs!
Oh, my God. Why don't you show me yours?
No! I want to see your boobs!
But yours are bigger.
Oh! All right, see? High five right up here, sister.
Oh, yeah, did that really work?
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
We love that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You can't see how small they are on the radio, thank God. But.
Hey, Christina, if people want to holler at you on Twitter.
You can follow me on Twitter at @WalkinSauce.
Walkin' Sauce.
Nice. Same for Instagram. It's very powerful social media.
All right, Christina Walkin' Shaw. Thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thanks so much for having me. All right, now I really will. Okay. I'm easy.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's #1 hit music station, KISS 92.5.